This is Speechville Podcast, Episode 2. Welcome to Speechville Podcast, where you will learn how you can improve your speaking skills. I am your host, Glory Onyeborode. In today's episode, we're going to learn the letter X rule in English. The letter X rule in English. The rule to letter X says that the sound of letter X does not begin any English word. Have you ever heard a person pronouncing this word XYLOPHONE as xylophone? Or do you pronounce it as xylophone? Then stay with me. Let's learn the rule and improve your pronunciation skills. The rule to letter X says that the sound of letter X does not begin any English word. You only have the sound of letter X at the end and at the middle of an English word. What is the sound of letter X? The sound of letter X is X, X. Can you think of any word with the sound of letter X at the beginning? I can think of any. Now, the second verse says, when you have letter X followed by a vowel letter or a semi-vowel letter, you have the letter X making the sound of letter Z. And what is the sound of letter Z? The sound of letter Z is Z. Now, let's go back to the first word I mentioned. The word is xylophone. There you have the X sound, z, xylophone, not xylophone. We also have this common application, which is called zender, zender. I don't think you'd pronounce it as accident, do you? No. So, the application is pronounced as zender. So you say zender and not exton. The third rule of letter X says that when you have letter X followed by a hyphen or a consonant, you have the X saying its name. What is the name of letter X? The name of letter X is X. Therefore, you have Xmas. You can either have the X with a hyphen, or you can write the X with the consonant straight away. X-M-A-S, Xmas, or X-M-A-X, Xmas, M-A-S, Xmas. You can also have the word X-ray, X-ray. In this word, you have the X saying its name. Let me take the rules again. Xmas. Thus, the first rule says, the sound of letter X does not begin any English word. The second rule says, when letter X is followed by a semi-vowel letter or when letter X is followed by a semi-vowel letter or a vowel letter, the X makes the sound of letter Z. And the third rule says, when letter X is followed by a hyphen or a consonant, the X says its name. Let's take a look at this word. I do hear people often mispronouncing this word. We have the word ASK and AXE. I want you to note that ASK and AXE are not homophones. ASK is pronounced as ask, ask. You ask a question. Why the other word AXE is pronounced as ax, ax, ax. The first is having the cluster sk, while the second is having the cluster x. Therefore, you don't ask a question, you ask a question. I hope you're following. So the X rule I want you to note the extra and apply the right pronunciation when you're speaking. I want you to share the link to this podcast with your friends and those your loved ones, those you feel that they want to be phenomenal, they want to improve the communication skills, the speaking skills. You can share this podcast with them. You can also use our podcast as your favorite podcast, so that whenever we have a new episode, you can always be aware of a new episode. You can also learn more by joining our Facebook group at Speechville English Diction and Public Speaking Academy. Aside from that, I want you to know that we're launching a course next year, the first month of next year, 2020, on how you can have a good sound mastery, good pronunciation, and intonation stress for you to be an effective speaker of the English language. So you can always reach us. You can send a message here, or you can send a message to Glory Onyebuode on Facebook. We're always here to help you improve your speaking skills. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope to see you next time. Thank you once again.